This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the future of the New York Jets on the west side of Manhattan. But first, SUVs, sport utility vehicles, only seem to get bigger. Driving behind a Ford Excursion feels like you're facing a wall of usually black metal. Having one behind you feels like having a truck hanging right on your bumper. And interestingly enough, many of these are indeed defined as trucks. Slate's Andy Bowers was watching these humongous vehicles drive down his small residential street, and he wondered, are these things really legal? As it turns out, in many California communities, they are not. Andy's here to tell us exactly what's going on.
Well, Noah, all over the country, cities and states have weight limits on various streets. This is quite common. I noticed that on my street, and it turns out all over Southern California, there are signs that say the weight limit is 6,000 pounds. Now, I watched huge trucks going by my street all the time, unbothered by police officers. I knew they must be over that limit. But I started wondering, what about the biggest of the SUVs, the Tahoes, the Suburbans, right, the Excursions? So I did some research, and I found out, in fact, they are all over 6,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating. That's how these things are determined.
So they're up in the big truck category in terms of weight. Why are they so heavy?
Well, they're heavy for a number of reasons. People like them this heavy. They like to tow things. They like all the room. But there is a special advantage to having your vehicle over 6,000 pounds, and that is a huge federal tax break. You can, if you claim you use this vehicle exclusively for work, you can write all of it off immediately in the first year up to $100,000. That was changed last year from $25,000. And but you have to be over 6,000 pounds to get this. You can also get state tax breaks in California and many other states for that. So there is an advantage to being that heavy.
The signs on your street, the other streets around that ban the vehicles over 6,000 pounds, they are well-meaning but pretty much ignored. Is that what you're saying?
They are pretty much ignored. I have never seen a police officer pull one over. I spoke to one community police officer in Beverly Hills who's in charge of this. He said they do not pull over SUVs. They consider it only to be commercial vehicles that are covered by this.
So if you don't use an SUV in your profession, just drive it because you like it, does that mean if the community bans it, you can't even drive it to your house?
Yes, you can drive it to your house. All of the laws that I found do have an exemption for if you have business in a particular street. That would include going to your own home or going to a friend's home. So it's no problem there. But in general, you are supposed to use the shortest path between truck routes that you can use.
So you couldn't cut through a neighborhood with an SUV?
You're not supposed to cut through. You're not supposed to use it as a primary transit route. You are allowed to go there if you have something particular to do on one of those streets.
And as part of your research, you actually talked to some politicians to find out what they're thinking?
I did. As you can imagine, politicians are not eager to tell many residents that they're not allowed to use their own streets. So I don't think there's a lot of political will to enforce this unless people decide that it is an important law to enforce. But I spoke to one L.A. city councilwoman. Her name is Janice Hahn. She's also the sister of Mayor James Hahn in Los Angeles. She represents an area near the harbor where there's a lot of truck traffic. She recently proposed to increase the fines for this infraction from $100 for a second offense to $1,000. But I asked her about whether she favors enforcing this for SUVs.
This law is clearly aimed at trucks and trailers. I think that's the intent of this ordinance.
So you don't think it should be enforced against these SUVs? I mean, the Hummer is 8,000 or 10,000 pounds.
Well, I have my own issues with Hummers and SUVs, but this was not the intent of this ordinance.
And she's right, it wasn't the intent, but that's because these laws were made before these big SUVs came along when most vehicles were lighter.
Okay, if politicians hear this, call you up and say, okay, Slate's Andy Bowers, you've done the research. What should we do for our small community?
Well, this is up to the people of the community to decide whether this is an important law to them. From my point of view, 6,000 pounds does seem like a reasonable cutoff, and I've suggested in my Slate piece that below that level, say, you could make SUVs comply to car standards, get better gas mileage, as they don't now, be considered cars, and then go wherever they want. Over 6,000 pounds, perhaps we should consider them trucks, plain and simple, not have this hypocritical view of them as trucks when it's beneficial and not when it's not. But say they're trucks, they should stay on truck routes, maybe require truck driver's licenses. I know people who drive them won't want to hear that, but it seems reasonable to me.
Final question, Andy. I have to ask you in terms of openness, let's say, your own vehicle that you're driving to work?
Well, I'm not an SUV basher. I actually drive a small SUV. It's one that is well under 6,000 pounds. I like being up high.
Opinion from Andy Bowers, available on Slate.com. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Noah.